Welcome to the newest episode of Leading Legal. Today's topic is Twitter. You want to grow your Twitter following? Let me tell you something right now. Twitter and the social media landscape. Twitter is the tool that you will use to... It's almost like a news. Imagine there's 100 people standing in a small room and everyone's holding up their hand. Everyone's shouting and raising their hands. They all have something to say. When you go in that room, you're not looking for the person to have an intimate conversation with. You're more or less just listening and, oh, okay, that's cool. Oh, okay, this person did that. All right, you know, Trump's bombing Syria. Cool, right? These are the kind of information that you're getting from Twitter. So when you're managing your Twitter account, keep that in mind. First of all, most of the people that you follow, if they have anything more than 500 people on Twitter, then they're not going to be seeing you if you're posting once a day. So Twitter is the landscape where if you're standing in that crowded room, everyone's saying, you know, 10 things a day, you should be somewhere around there as well. So the rule of thumb with Twitter is to post a minimum of 10 times a day. At the very least, if you don't have time for all this social media biz, go ahead and post once a day. And then those of your followers that don't have very many followers will see your post. And it'll be very similar to something like Facebook. However, the unfortunate thing about Twitter is most people have a lot of followers. And those followers are posting 10 times a day. So if you're only posting once a day, it's unlikely you're going to be seen amongst everything. So how do you use it to help your other, in the grand scheme of things? Twitter is the perfect news outlet. Lots of very important information is being shared on Twitter. So what I like to do when I first start my day in my social media world, I open up my Twitter, and the cool thing is it opens up to the spot where I left off, so I just scroll up and I just start looking for things, because I only follow people that are things that I might want to share. So social media, things regarding the process serving world, as I own a process serving company, everything legal, any laws that are passing, the different state associations, national associations, and then I take that content and then I share it. I mean, if each of the people I'm following are sharing anywhere from 5 to 10 times a day, I'm going to be able to take that, you know, at least one or two things from that and be able to share it to Facebook. Be able to find a cool graphic and share it to Instagram. So that's the best thing about Twitter, you guys. First of all, gain a large following. To gain a large following, you want to share valuable content. So if you're going to share 10 times a day, make sure it's 10 things that you found that you were just like, wow, this is cool. And sometimes it takes a lot of time. And so you can, as always, hire a social media marketing company. Leading Legal, leading.legal is our website. And we are a social media marketing company, but we have a mission to provide an excessive amount of value without expectation. So you can visit our website, find out all the tips, tools, and tactics that we share here on the podcast. And we have a weekly blog. This week's blog is about automation. So visit the blog at leadinglegal.com. Check out the blog and listen to all of our previous episodes of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow for Website Wednesday.